Start the recording and get as much as we can. And I am recording now. Do you think you could start us off with a pronunciation of your name?
Guilbeault Saint-Cyr.
Perfect. Thank you. And
So that
Gilbert,
did well?
yes, that was perfect. And I understand you're the National Director of Compassion's work in Haiti. And we're going to be talking about some of the riots and
Exactly.
Riots and unrest today. So can you just start us off by describing what's happening on the ground? Are the riots throughout the country or only in a certain part?
Since
Hello, hello.
almost 3 weeks, we have had what we call a lockout. The country has been locked out for almost 2 weeks. Protesters are asking for the president to step down. And then the demonstrations, they also come with a lot of violence, roadblocks, and even looting.
And how is all of this affecting Compassion's work?
Definitely, they have there are some consequences on compassion ministry out of the country, even though no beneficiaries or staff have been not physically hit or injured, but some of our partners, they are located in the big cities like Port-au-Prince, like in the occupations, and now they are unable to operate normally. They remain closed. Even our main office in Port-au-Prince, the office remained closed for the last 2 days. And then no one could predict that tomorrow we'll be able to open.
So, would it be correct to say that the work in Port-au-Prince is closed, but other parts of the country are okay?
Yeah, especially in the rural, we have the information that they have no demonstration in the rural areas, but in the cities they have demonstrations. We are unable to work not only in Port-au-Prince but also in some of the regions, some provinces. For the compassion staff, we are since Friday we were not able to go to the office, but we have been working home.
And how does this affect your work if you can't go to the main office in Port-au-Prince? Are you still able to do your jobs?
Yeah. Yes, this is not the first time that we have similar problem in the country. Last year we got the same situation. People were asking for president to go, and then we have since that time we have made some good decisions to provide laptops and internet connectivity to most of our staff, so they could work home. They could be home based.
Great. As we share this story with our listeners, how can people pray for Haiti and pray for your work there? Oh, Tim, did we lose Gobert?
We'll do that throughout my cell phone if there is if we're having interruptions.
That's no problem. I was just going to ask you for some prayer requests, like how people can pray for Haiti as these protests are happening.
Yeah, I would like them to lift the country up to the to the throne of our God, so we could have peace. And then God could touch the life and the heart of the people, so they could have love for each for another, so we could have a better country.
Gilbo, are you there? Uh-oh. Did we lose audio? Oh, Gilbo, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I hear you.
Okay, great. It cut out after you asked people to pray for peace for the country.
Yes, I asked also people to pray for God to, they can give us a new leader. Problem that we are facing in Haiti is mostly about leadership. May God give us a servant leader with great vision that will come up and lead the country. We also want people to pray for compassion ministry throughout of the Haiti. Our partners, the churches that are serving the children, they are closer to the children, especially for this time, the children, the families, they need the
Uh-oh. Did we lose? I think we lost him again. Gilbo? Okay. I got mostly everything. Thank God. I was just going to ask him if there was anything else. So I'll give him a couple of minutes. Oh, there he is, I think. Gilbo, can you hear me? Oh, and he's gone. Okay. Oh, and he's back. Let's see.
So I don't think he was asking for a new president. I think what he was saying was for servant leaders.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Leaders in the country, plural. Okay.
That's good to know.
Yeah, and for the leaders in the country of Haiti to be to have a servant heart. I think that's what we talked about this morning is that what Haiti really needs is leaders who will be servants of the country.
Okay, that's good to know.
Servants of the people. So I just to clarify, yeah. And I know that it's hard to understand some of this, but
yeah.
Because the people really feel like they're not being heard, and
okay.
And that's the, our prayer as a ministry is that that God would appoint servant leaders who would be people oriented and people first leaders.
That's perfect. Thank you. And I have that little bit on recording. Is it okay if, as I listen back through this audio, if I need to use some of that, would that be okay with you?
Yeah, as long as it's clear.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay.
I'm back.
Oh, great. Awesome. Thank you, Gilbo. That, the prayer
yeah,
request.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's why I told you. I may continue with the prayer request.
Yeah,
yes,
Gilbo.
Please do.
Yeah, Gilbo. I was trying to explain that you were saying that that our prayer is for servant leaders in Haiti. That we're not asking for particularly for a new president or for a new leader, but for servant leaders in Haiti.
No.
You could clarify that. That would be great.
Exactly. Exactly. We need God to send a servant leader. Not only one, probably seven leaders in different sectors. So people could be able not only to hear the people's voice, what they have been asking for, but those people also could let God guide them. We pray for people. We want people to pray for us. Leaders have clear visions. God has given us a lot of resources in this country, but in people who has vision to put everything together and influence people so we could have a better country. We want people to pray for compassion, for the work we have been doing in Haiti. Working in this country is not something easy, but we are very grateful to God that He has appointed us for the special days. We can be together. We can be alongside to the churches to help the neediest one, the families, community. The churches, our church partners, who have to the church.
Oh, we'll give him another minute, see if he comes back.
Thanks for your patience. I
oh yeah,
no. A lot of this caused all kinds of communications problems in country too. So
I completely understand. And if he's, is he, Gilbo, can you hear us? Gilbo, can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yes.
If you... Unless you're fine. Unless you had another prayer request to share, I was going to say that wraps up my questions.
Yeah, that's fine so far.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to add that I didn't ask about?
I just want to address to all our dispensers and donors our world, especially in the USA. I know that they are suffering with us. I would like to tell them that all of the children, all of the church partners, they are doing so far so good. No news has been reported that they have injured or they're good. So we are providing everything we can do so that they could be saved. I just want them to keep praying for us, to keep praying for churches, the children. Then I would like to say how full we are.
Okay. Oh, and he's back. Okay, Gilbo, it looks like you're there, but can you hear us?
Okay. So difficult, yeah.
Perfect.
It's so difficult. I'm home. The internet is not.
You are totally fine. Don't even worry about it. I didn't know if you, you were saying you were grateful for something.
We are grateful to respond and donors around the world. Were helping us to fight against poverty in Haiti. And then I know that now they have a lot of concerns for their children, for their sponsored children, for the churches. And then we want to thank them and tell them also that to keep praying for us, to keep praying for the children, and we do the best we can to provide opportunity and to hope, and also to provide hope to the children that they have been supported, and they love so much. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you, Gilbo. I think we'll wrap it up.